Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day,
September 6th, 1834, five separate acts were passed in Barbados which were designed to revise and update the criminal law code in Barbados to bring it in line with developments in the legal system of England. These important revisions were very necessary following the Act of Emancipation of the slaves that had passed a month earlier. Now that the former enslaved population were no longer property, a major revision of the legal system was necessary in Barbados to clarify their rights and their place in society as persons. The most important of the five acts passed on this day in 1834 was entitled An Act for Improving the Administration of Justice of the Criminal Cases in this Island. This act included the terms and conditions under which a person accused of a felony could be granted bail and put on trial, as well as the procedure for the conduct of examination of the accused and of witnesses to the alleged offence. It also provided for fines for justices of the peace who failed to use the correct procedure. Among the most important innovations were a provision that a plea of not guilty would be entered for an accused person who stands mute when charged, and the confirmation of the right of the accused to challenge individual jurors appointed to hear the case. Another remarkable feature of the Act was that it drastically reduced the number of felonies that could be considered capital offences, and it set clear limits on the forms of punishment that could be meted out for non-capital offences, unless otherwise specified elsewhere in the legal code. The maximum sentence allowed in non-capital cases was transportation beyond the sea for a maximum period of 7 years, or imprisonment for a maximum period of 2 years, with or without hard labour, plus the administration of corporal punishment, if so ordered by the court. While these standard punishments might sound harsh, they were a far cry from the savage, unregulated, and practically unlimited punishments that could be meted out to enslaved persons in the era of slavery. Other acts passed on this day in 1834 included an Act for the Prevention and Punishment of Larceny, an Act for the Prevention and Punishment of Offences Against the Person, an Act for the Prevention and Punishment of Malicious Injuries to Property, and an Act amending the Laws of Evidence. Together, these five acts opened a new era in the administration of the criminal law in Barbados, in which the newly emancipated population would enjoy the same basic legal rights as their former masters.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.